Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
So now I can play it? Is that what you're saying? I just want to share.
Hey, your mic's on.
I know.
Right.
I know. I just want to share. I'm trying to play back some of this Facebook Live that we did.
You were having a confidential conversation.
No, it wasn't confidential. No, I knew the microphone was on.
All right.
What do I do? Should I try it? Not hearing anything. Hey, let me turn that off.
Is the volume up on this thing?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully
what fascinating listening.
Hopefully all of you at home have better luck hearing this than we.
All of your at-home players.
I mean, we can hear it. We're trying to play it through the...
You're trying to play it through the board there.
Through the equipment, yeah.
I could have done it in here.
Well, I could unplug it and...
Yeah. Do we hear it there? I don't hear it there either.
Can you hear me now?
There. I thought I heard Andy Mazur there.
Andy, be happy you're not here today.
I know.
I don't hear anything.
I don't know what's the deal. I heard it before. I don't know why it's not playing now. And now I've lost interest.
That quickly.
Well, just go to the Facebook.
But I'm looking at it. I'm watching it. Hopefully. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah. Andy, I'm pleased to see you made it to the ballpark there.
Sure. I did. I made it out here.
A little distracted.
I can report for your weather forecast that it is raining here on the south side.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
It is raining with the big white plastic tarp is on the field right now.
Yeah, Rick just confirmed that it's misting out. So, well, like we said, showers and sprinkles possible.
Get it over. Get the rain over with.
Yeah, exactly.
What a view. Yeah.
It's a very nice view.
Oh, there's the sound.
Just look on the sports camera here. Look at the nice angle we have.
Yeah, look at that great gun.
We're looking at Schwani's gut. If you check this
just
out this
thing
morning,
to see on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, if you check this out, you get a real close-up of Schwani's midriff. And maybe answer the question is, why does he wear those midriff shirts? Why can't he wear normal shirts like everyone else?
I've called HR several times.
So this is where, listen, see, this is where he explains.
That's because I've been nearsighted all my life. The print is big. This is like reading a teleprompter.
See, we're hearing the Rick Pearson show in the background there, so I'm going to turn it off because it's giving me a headache. No point getting a headache twice during the show, right? I mean, I got to sit through it live.
How long are you going to be here today?
I'm leaving at 11 o'clock today.
Okay.
I'm in the Andy Mazur School of full broadcast day and leaving early today.
It's okay. I permit it.
Yeah. The Mexican Independence Day parade is at noon today. And the showers are supposed to be out of here by then.
Yeah, I heard when I walked in the ballpark today, I was asking a question about the rain. And somebody told me that between now and 11 a.m., is when they can expect the rain coming down here, and hopefully it'll get out of here by then.
Yeah, so that's perfect. I'll be leaving here at 11 today. We're going to go down to 26th Street. The parade goes from Albany to Costner on 26th Street. There's that big festival, Schwani, that you've been talking about this morning that's also going on in the Little Village neighborhood. So, like, big doings down there for Mexican Independence Day celebration. But I'll be on the float. Ana Belaval will be on. Dan Ponce, Sean Lewis, Who else? I'm not sure who else is on the float, but lots of your friends from WGN-TV.
26th Street closed in both directions between Costner and Ogden for Festival de la Velita.
Yeah, that's the festival, but also the parade is part of that as well. And that steps off at noon, so there you go.
Excellent.
Yeah. I got to meet Annabelle Vall. By the way,
you got to meet her.
She was finally, here. Yes. When was she here? She was here with us on Monday, wasn't she, Andy?
Yeah, she was there on Labor Day with John Hansen.
With John Hansen.
I was, sitting in for about the first hour doing sports there. And
she's a life force, isn't she?
Yeah, she really is. She's terrific.
She's a life force.
Yeah.
She's funny. I mean, she is really funny.
We love our Anna.
Apparently, what's not to love, right?
Apparently, that's all there is to say about that subject.
Yeah, no, she was awesome. I mean, you know,
she's great. Yeah, she's great. She's been doing more.
Bubbly, of course. It was early in the morning on a Monday, and she was good.
Yeah, she did. I didn't actually hear the show, but I heard that it went fantastic. So, all right. You know what it is? I'm distracted. I'm distracted looking at the video of the Facebook Live that we did before the show started. I don't know why. Producer Ryan shot this. He seems to have been fascinated by your midriff era.
What about yours?
I'm shot a very flattering. But a lot of it is right on your gut.
I should have worn my
Ryan's
my good
an expert.
Blue jeans
Ryan
today.
Is an expert with this. This is his area of expertise.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Video.
Don't do it again.
This kind of stuff. But he focused in. He took his critical eye, his photographer's eye, and decided what is the most interesting thing that we could possibly see right now.
And that's what he centered on.
Apparently, it was your belly button.
Well, Andy and I were discussing the attire for Schwanee Mart earlier this morning. So
yes, we were.
I think I should wear the Schwanee Mart smock next week.
I don't understand. I don't understand what the Schwanee Mart thing
It's our store. It's our retail store.
Is this a brick and mortar store?
Yes.
In his mind.
And where... Like, what kind of things can I buy at Schwanee Mart?
Anything you want.
Anything my heart desires?
Nothing is on sale, but anything you want to buy.
Wow.
We're just starting our line of fall apparel now.
Wow.
Leisure suits starting at $250.
That's expensive.
All polyester.
Yeah.
Slightly used.
Right.
But
good luck trying to find a brand new one.
No returns.
There's no customer service department at Schwanee Mart, by the way.
Yeah. They discourage you.
Yes.
They discourage contact with the actual customers.
They do. And they treat you kind of like they used to do it at Ed DeBevick's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they just tell you to get out of there.
Charmingly rude.
Yeah, spend your money and get out.
Okay. All right.
The quicker the better.
Get out.
Move right along.
Taking up somebody's space in here. Get out. okay, well, however you want to dress for this, because... I think it was fun, though, wasn't it? Our little pre-show.
It was a preview of what we're going to be talking about, right? We mentioned the far-flung forecast. Right. We mentioned things in the news because we're still following Dorian.
Right.
And then everybody got a tour of the newsroom.
Yeah. So
maybe we can do other parts of the station next time. Don't have to just do the newsroom.
The sports department was going to have to wait a week or two.
No, you were featured. Andy,
we went into your.
We went into the sports studio.
Both of you were able to get in there at the same time.
I did not go in.
No,
I thought it was too intimate to go in there with when Schwanee was in there.
Yeah, that would be if it was a real estate listing. It would be an intimate little place.
Charming
and intimate.
Yeah, it was Andy. Where Andy normally does the sports is it's like a broom closet.
It's small.
It's tiny.
But we make the best of it, of course.
You do,
because,
of course.
That's just kind of how we are.
Yeah. You know what? I want to look at what I would like to see next week. It's my favorite thing that I look forward to when I come in here every Sunday morning is the crap that everybody's left laying around from Saturday night.
Yes. Right by the sink on the way in. Yep.
Yeah. Like food that apparently they think we have maid service here. And they just leave their garbage and half-eaten food all over the place. That's what we'll feature on next week's pre-show.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. We can do that.
Sounds good. You know what? We should check in on that Kanye West Sunday service that's going on over at Northerly Island. It's being streamed live. I'm so curious to see what he is going to be doing there. We'll be able to listen to that. Ryan, bring up the Sunday service that's going on right now at Northerly Island. Let's give that a listen. This is live at Northerly Island, Kanye West Sunday service that he's been doing at different sites around America, mostly in the Los Angeles area, on hillsides, out in open fields. This one happens to be going on at the venue at Northerly Island that gave away tickets yesterday. And the tickets went like wildfire. It was very, very fast. But it's a Sunday religious service, very much like you might experience in a church this morning. It is raining. You can check this out for yourself, by the way, at sundayservice.com. Sundayservice.com. You can see it. And you can hear it as we are hearing it as well this morning. But it's curious what's going to happen. What we're listening to right now is not actually Kanye West, but he will be, you know, participating, performing later. This is another singing group, and I don't know who it is, but they're all covered in rain ponchos. I will tell you that much. So here in downtown Chicago, it appears the rain is coming down.
Salvation and glory.
Come on, honor and power. That's it.
Honor and power.
He is wonder.
He is wonderful.
Come on, I can't hear you up there. Sing it for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Salvation.
Sundayservice.com is the site if you want to check it out for yourself. People like Brad Pitt, Katy Perry, Tyler the Creator, many celebrities have attended Kanye's Sunday services at different locations around the country. I don't know who else is at the service this morning. They have, you know, it's frustrating when you cover entertainment to not have any media availability at an event like this. Which they don't. They are the cameras that are being utilized for this are the cameras that are for their website, sundayservice.com. But in a way, I respect it. It's their religious service, and you know, they don't want a million cameras coming in and getting in the way. So just they just want to have their Sunday service and get on with it. So, you know, very, very... very, very nice. It's something that Kanye West has been doing a lot of lately. We'll check in with it again later on. It's 9:28. We'll take a break, update news, get to the far-flung forecast. A lot going on for you this morning. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. So happy 25th anniversary to our WGN-TV morning news. Believe it or not, 25 years ago this past Friday, the WGN Morning News went on the air for the very first time. It's now Chicago's number one TV morning news, beating Good Morning America, beating the Today Show, beating all the other local competition, often combined. We're very proud of that. We're very appreciative for everyone that tunes in the morning to watch our WGN TV Morning News. All next week, we're going to be sprinkling in some clips of the past 25 years on the show. We've got a big primetime special that we're going to be doing that's planned for Tuesday, September 17th. Tuesday, September 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. We're going to put on a special show during primetime at night. We've got some clips that you've never seen before and things that you've never seen before that haven't been on the air since they were originally broadcast. It's all to celebrate we can't believe it, our 25th anniversary on the WGN Morning News. I have not, Chwani, been on the Morning News for 25 years.
Almost.
Almost. You know what I went on? The year 2000.
Yeah. Right. I remember when you were
the year 2000. It was in like a November, December, the year 2000, something like that. I had been on the Midday News doing theater reviews prior to that on television. And, of course, you know, I was the staff announcer there for years, starting in 1991. It's where my Victory Auto Records commercial came.
Yes.
My classic Victory Auto Records commercials from 1991. But, yeah, joined the morning show in the year 2000. And it's been nothing but fun. We have a blast on that show. We have a lot of fun.
It shows. And as you've mentioned before, though, you know, even though you have a lot of fun, when we have a story that people need to know about, it's covered.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So that doesn't really take a back seat to, you know, the fun and games that you have on the program.
When we need to be serious, we are. When we don't have to, we don't take ourselves seriously at all. And we just have a lot of fun. So
God, that let me on that show once.
Yeah. Even Andy. Yeah.
Andy, you were on the show?
Yeah.
I was on that show once.
He filled in for Pat Tomasulo one morning.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He hasn't been on since then.
I was going to say, I don't know how that rates on my performance, but, you know, I had a good time while I was
there.
I
thought you did a very nice job.
Well, thank you.
Did Larry punch you or anything?
No.
Because that's generally...
He did ask for money to sit next to him, but yeah. I told him I'd get him later.
No, yeah, well, that's everybody. He does that to everybody.
Okay.
But, yeah, if he didn't punch you or pinch you or try to push you off the chair or something like that, then you're golden in his eyes.
Okay, good. Yeah. Good deal.
You're golden.
I'm happy to hear that.
You are golden. Hey, you know who is at the we're going to get to the news in a second, but you know who's at the Kanye West Sunday service right now? This is Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper is performing right now.
He said, let's do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free.
We'll bounce in and out of that. You know, Chance the Rapper and his lovely wife just had a new baby girl. I think it was yesterday. Yeah, or Friday. Friday they had the baby girl. So congrats to Chance.
And our far-flung forecast goes way out west to California, Yorba Linda, California.
Oh, I know Yorba Linda, California.
Yorba Linda, which stands...
I think I dated her in high school.
You did. Well, you know what? It's probably quite likely that Yorba was a very nice-looking lady because Yorba Linda means beautiful Yorba.
Oh.
It's a suburban city in Orange County, California, not far from L.A., about 40 miles.
Right.
And since it's in Orange County... There are orange groves and lemon groves in the area there in Yorba Linda.
Okay.
It has a post office.
Wow.
Indoor, and a stop and go light?
And a stop and go light.
Indoor toilets.
Electricity,
there.
And there's a ranch. But we bring up Yorba Linda today because it is the birthplace of a president.
Oh.
Richard Nixon.
Oh.
Who, of course, 45 years ago had to resign as a result of the Watergate problem.
Yep.
And it was 45 years ago today that his successor, Gerald R. Ford, gave Mr. Nixon a pardon.
Pardon? No.
Here is that audio.
Oh, let's listen.
Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, pursuant to the pardon power conferred upon me by Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution, have granted, and by these presents do grant, a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon for all offenses against the United States which he, Richard Nixon, has committed or may have committed or taken part in during the period from July 20, 1969 through August 9, 1974.
That was the entire term of his
presidency.
His presidency, yeah. The full first term and then toward the end of the second term.
Wow.
So 45 years ago today, Richard Nixon pardoned by Gerald Ford. Many people saying that pardon cost Gerald Ford the election.
Right.
When Jimmy Carter beat him 2 years later in 1976. But
a lot of people thought that shouldn't have happened. The pardon shouldn't have happened.
Right.
But it was I in a way admired Gerald Ford's vision and bigger picture. He wanted to get on with the business of the country.
That's exactly what he told Congress, yeah, that he wanted to move ahead,
rather than put this behind us.
Keep, you know, being bogged down by Watergate, which was a burden for everybody.
Right. Yeah, and if Richard Nixon had gone to trial, you know, and
how long would that have lasted?
How long would that have lasted? Would a former president have wound up in jail? Just the whole thing. He just wanted to let's put this behind us.
And as things come full circle, in 2001, the John F. Kennedy Library Foundation gave Gerald Ford the Profile in Courage Award,
right,
for his pardon of Nixon in 2001. So 45 years ago today was the pardon of Richard Nixon, born in Yorba Linda, California, where we now have 62 degrees, clear skies, a high of 82 today for Yorba Linda.
I remember the good old days in politics.
Everybody got along.
Oh, the good old days in national politics when we just forgave people.
So, does seem like a long time ago, doesn't it?
It does. It was a long time ago. 45 years. It was a long time ago.
Wow.
I had hair then. Just to put it into perspective, I had a full bushy head of hair then.
And I do remember you with hair.
Thank you.
And a mustache.
Yeah, thanks.
And a mustache.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had a stash and beard way before the trendy millennials brought it all back.
Everything old is new again.
That's correct. That is correct.
Maybe I should grow my beard again.
Yeah, you look good.
That'd be a bad idea.
Well, see, the problem, I thought about that, growing a beard now, and I, like, over the long weekend, I didn't shave. I just let it grow all weekend, just because I hate shaving, number one. But I was kind of curious to see what I would look like with the beard.
Mm-hmm.
And now I look like Kenny Rogers. So
look like Kenny Rogers?
Yeah, it's more than just a little gray. I am full coward of the county. The gambler. All right.
Well, you've got to know when to hold up and when to fold up here.
That's
so
very true. Very true.
I'm Dave Schwann in the WGN Radio Newsroom.
Listening to Kanye West's Sunday Service. This is live going on right now at Northerly Island. It's an old-fashioned Sunday morning church revival that's going on. Kanye West is performing right now. He's on the keyboard. But everybody is singing and dancing and hands held up toward the sky and praising the Lord. And, we'll keep you posted on everything that's going on there. It's packed. When they're taking shots around the Northerly Island area, it is just thousands and thousands and thousands of people. We saw in some of the shots earlier, Chance the Rapper is also out there this morning as part of the service as well. Not very far from Northerly Island, on October the 5th, another very important event will be taking place there, and that is the annual AIDS Run and Walk that benefits the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. And my longtime pal, John Paller, is here, who is the president and CEO of the AIDS Foundation. John, welcome back to WGN. Welcome back to our new digs, your first time up here.
Thank you, Dean, and thank you for your incredible support over many, many years of AIDS Run and Walk Chicago.
I was going through some things at home, through some old boxes, and I found T-shirts and little buttons from some of the very first AIDS walks. Back, you know, it must have been late 80s, maybe early 90s.
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that.
Put those on Instagram. We'd love to see them and share them. That's amazing. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'll take some pictures of that, because that's when I first became involved in hosting the AIDS Just Walk. Then there wasn't a run, and with AIDS Foundation of Chicago, and we've seen this disease change and morph and go from being a horrible result to something which is much more controllable now. But the need is still very great, and we still want everybody to come out and join us for the Run and Walk October 5th. Where are we with all of this right now? Every time, you know, that we get together each year to talk about the Run and Walk, I always just kind of like to get an update from you of where we are with everything.
Of course. So on one hand, there's some really great news, and that's that we're making great progress against the HIV epidemic. And in fact, new cases in Chicago reached a almost 15-year low with 752 new cases in 2017, which is fantastic news.
Right.
15% reduction from the previous year.
Right.
On the other hand, we're still seeing tremendous disparities in the HIV epidemic, and people of color are impacted at much higher rates than their white counterparts, and that's the issue that we need to address. We're also seeing that about one in four people who are newly diagnosed with HIV have had HIV for a long time but didn't know it, and they're so sick they're coming in with an AIDS diagnosis. And that's really, really bad and means that they're not living their optimal life.
Right.
But also, we know now that when someone living with HIV is on treatment and is taking their medication and there's no detectable virus in their bloodstream, they cannot transmit HIV sexually. And this is incredible news. It shows the power of HIV treatment, but it also shows how important it is for people living with HIV to get tested and also to get into medical care.
Yeah, yeah. Are we attributing these numbers to advances in the medications?
Absolutely. The medications available today are incredibly powerful and easy to take. There's a couple factors. One is the Affordable Care Act, which has resulted in really tens of thousands of people with HIV in Illinois getting access to comprehensive health care. We also now have PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is a daily medication that's almost 100% effective when taken consistently and correctly. And many people don't realize that there's now a daily pill that can be taken that prevents HIV, which is incredible news that we need to share and make sure everyone knows about.
Yeah, truly, truly amazing, especially in light of me going through my junk and finding all this stuff from the first walks and the AIDS quilts, and there was always nothing but sad news. And it's great that there's encouraging news. Talk to me a little about the Getting to Zero program.
Sure. So in May of this year with Governor Pritzker, we officially launched the Illinois Getting to Zero strategy, which aims to end the HIV epidemic in Illinois by 2030. And it's incredible that now we're talking about ending the HIV epidemic, which means to us having fewer than 100 new cases a year in the state. We're now at about 1,400 every year. So we have a long way to go, but with strong, focused efforts to expand HIV testing, increase the number of people who are taking PrEP, the daily HIV prevention medication, and also linking more people to HIV treatment, and also addressing individuals' daily needs, like making sure they have access to housing, transportation to get to healthcare appointments, discrimination, employment, addressing some of what we call the social determinants of health, the day-to-day factors that make sure people can live healthy lives if they're living with HIV or vulnerable to HIV, we can get there to end the HIV epidemic. And we have tremendous partners at the state and city level, as well as other community-based organizations across Chicago and Illinois.
And these are the things that the AIDS Foundation of Chicago works on, in advocating for people, for policy, working with politicians and governments to see all these things getting through.
Absolutely, it is. And one of the amazing things about AIDS Run Walk is that we have about 30 partner organizations that benefit from the event, in addition to the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. Organizations like Open Door Clinic and Elgin Aurora, Sinai Hospital, Amida Health and Housing, Erie Family Health Center. These are all organizations that are coming to AIDS Run Walk and benefiting as a community from the event, which we're so excited to have them as partners.
Yeah. So the walk, the Run Walk is October the 5th, takes place just outside of Soldier Field. You can't miss it if you go near Soldier Field. Very, very easy to find. Give us some of the specifics about that day. You were telling me right before we went on the air that because people are pledging money already, that you already are in a very, very nice place fundraising-wise.
We are. So as of this morning, we had raised $183,000, well on our way to $500,000, which is our goal. We're so excited about some of our sponsors, like Wendy's, WGN, of course, Allstate, Gilead, who are supporting the event. We have amazing corporate teams like PwC and Deloitte, who show up with their employees. And the event kicks off at 9:30 in the morning on Saturday, October 5th, as you said. And individuals can, folks can learn more and donate at AIDSRunWalk.org.
Very easy to remember all of that. I'll be out hosting this year, so again, so we'll look forward to seeing everybody out there beginning at 9:30, or the actual pre-run walk events are starting earlier than that.
That's when the pre-event happens, and then the actual run and walk kickoff starting at about 10:30.
Okay, yeah, because we usually have like a little dance warm up, and we always have some speakers, very inspirational,
lots of fun festivities,
speakers
happening.
And vocal groups, and it's very entertaining and very inspiring and emotional every year.
And we're also excited to have the Wienermobile, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, out this
Not
year.
Not the
yes.
Wienermobile.
Yep. Well, so hot dogs after you run and walk.
Oh, nice.
Got to work for those dogs, though.
Yeah. If for no other reason, you just got to take a picture of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
Absolutely.
It's one of the most iconic vehicles of all time. So again, that's Saturday, October the 5th. It's out at Soldier Field. We start at 9:30 in the morning that day. We look forward to everyone joining us. But if you go to AIDS, you give me the website.
AIDSRunWalk.org.
AIDSRunWalk.org. Get all the information. You can donate there. You can sign up there. We look forward to seeing you out there. John, thanks for coming by this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Dean.
We'll see you in about a month. John Peller, the president, CEO of the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. All right. Let us move on to our next hour, in which we've got our week of theater and the cast of the Paramount Theater's new production, Newsies, coming in to join us to talk about their show and to perform a couple of songs for us. We'll also check in with meteorologist Mike Hammernick in just a few minutes as well and get the very latest on this rain that seems to be moving out of the Chicago area. Shwani, I've been looking at the WGN weather app.
You've been seeing the greeniest globulus movement there.
You know, you can look at the live radar on it, which is great. If you go to the if you go to your app store or whatever, and get the WGN weather app, I'm looking at the live radar right now that is moving east out of the Chicago area. But you can push a couple of buttons here, and it gives you the future predicted path
of the weather
of the weather
of the storm.
And here, let me look at. Hey, take a look at the radar here. it looks like, as Andy was saying before. Andy said about 11 o'clock, and of course, if you scoot the radar on its future path, around 11:15 is when the storms are out of the Chicago area.
Roger Bossert does not mess around out here. He knows.
Oh yeah, those guys are
what's going on.
Yeah, they know what's what out there. For those of you that enjoyed Schwani's and Andy's news, sports, weather, traffic, we did a Facebook Live back in the newsroom before the show started this morning. Andy wasn't here. Andy was smart enough to leave the building.
Yeah, I heard a rumor about that, and I bailed.
And it said Guaranteed Rate Field. By the way, we didn't do our usual what's going on in Guaranteed Rate Field when nobody's there.
Well, let's turn the microphones on out there, see if we can pick anything up. I don't know if
hear anything. Catch the thrilling excitement of Guaranteed Rate Field at this hour.
Yeah, it seems kind of quiet. There is literally one person on the field right now. And he is manicuring, if you will, the warning track right near the right field corner.
Touching it up a little bit?
Touching it up, yeah, putting a little little oomph into it, a little elbow grease right near the padded wall over there to the right of the foul line. I do see a couple of folks gathered in the tunnelway out in center field. And there is a red tractor that might be coming out on the field here pretty soon. Now, We do have that white plastic tarp, or they, as they call it here, the canvas, is on the field right now. And there is a tractor at each of the corners to hold it down. And I would imagine within the next 45 minutes or so, they'll pick that up and roll it back up, hopefully put it away for good.
Don't they wipe down all the seats and everything after a rain, too?
Yeah, they've been power washing. Mother Nature has been power washing on her own here, but they wanted to do a little human job on it as well. So they've been around the ballpark power washing. There are some folks milling around near the concession stands out in left center field on the concourse out there. I'm looking out, and I don't see anybody else really doing much out here today. It's kind of disappointing. I think the weather has certainly chased some of those that would be on the field normally at this point to drier confines.
So probably a good time for you to scream something out of the press box right now.
Yeah, that's if I really wanted to open the windows, but it's a long walk, Dean. I'm on the top level of our booth. There's at least three stairs to go down, okay. And I'm really comfortable in my chair right here.
I can understand that. It'd be a shame if you got kicked out of the ballpark before the pregame show too.
And I enjoy my job too, so I'll just kind of sit here and pretend like I didn't hear that.
Hey, Schwani, great news! We're a hit on social media.
Oh,
with our
is that right? I went in and asked producer Ryan if we chased everybody away.
Yeah, with our Facebook Live that we did this morning, 852 people have watched our Facebook Live that we did this morning.
And how many are still with us?
I don't know.
802.
I got
850 left.
I got to think that people they enjoy it.
Well, I hope so.
Here's some comments. People have left comments. Looking forward to the show. We listen every Sunday morning. Love your show. Listen every Sunday morning. Yeah, people seem to be into it.
Good.
They can't get enough of us.
Oh boy.
They can't get enough of this little Sunday show.
You never know. I have to say, during the course of the week, and you've said this too, Dean.
Hey, listen to this. Listen.
It's a drop cloth, really. That's all it is. In an extremely messy room. So I do that.
This is the behind the scenes look at behind the scenes.
Studio to get ready to start.
All right, I won't bore everybody with that.
But during the course of the week, you never know. You've mentioned this too, and Andy, I imagine you've had this experience also where someone somewhere will say, you guys did this on Sunday. That's always great to hear.
Yeah.
It really is.
I'd like to deny everything. I pretend like I have no idea what they're talking about.
You say that it's your clone. That wasn't me on the show.
Yeah, somebody will say, hey, I liked when you guys did blah, 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 and then I pretend like I have no idea what they're talking about.
What station were you listening to?
That wasn't us.
I don't remember that.
I don't recall.
No, I appreciate it. People are so nice, aren't they?
They really are. I've said before, we have the best listeners in the world.
People are very, very nice. We appreciate that they listen. It's just very nice for everyone to do that.
Yep.
Yeah, the comment I get the most is, are you guys really getting paid to do that?
Someone on the text line this morning wondered how much we drink before we start the show.
Apparently not enough.
What's really in that coffee?
Here's a nice text. You want to hear a nice text?
Okay.
I like to read the nice ones.
Read the nice ones.
I like to read.
Don't read the not so nice ones.
I like to read. I like to.
There's words in there that we can't say.
I like to ignore and delete the ones that are not as nice. Here's one that says, Dean, just wanted to say I've been a fan of yours for 30 years. I don't get a chance to listen in on Sunday that often, but I did today. It's great hearing you on the radio. By the way, the Victory Auto Wreckers commercial is an absolute classic. Yes, it is. I've always said that Victory Auto Wreckers commercial is going to be the first line of my obituary. Schwani, I want you to be responsible for that.
Before it says anything like Dean Richards, it will say that old car
is worth money.
No, it should go like the.
That's your epitaph.
A lovely picture of me in my obituary. Should I have to plan this really? Shouldn't somebody else do this really?
Make sure you're wearing that really thick watch band, though.
Yeah.
That's the guy that the door falls off, not
right.
me. I'm just the
exactly.
voiceover man.
Right.
But it'll go like this. Dean Richards, best known as the voice of Victory Auto.
Victory Auto, there you go.
Has suddenly passed away after murdering his newsman of many years.
And in case you were wondering, his police old car is worth money.
That's how I would like it to go, if possible. I don't want to say I'm a control freak, but now I'm even writing my own obituary.
The cause of death has not been determined.
Yes, and is really
cause of death is door falling off car.
And much like his grocery shopping is no one's damn business. All right. We're going to check in with meteorologist Mike Hamernick in a second. We've got the cast of Paramount Theater's Newsies here to perform for us. Let's get to meteorologist Mike Hamernick, keeping an eye on the storm that's come through the Chicago area, and looks like it's trying to push its way out of here, Mike.
Yeah, it's pretty wimpy as far as storms are concerned. It's going to bring us some occasional light rain and sprinkles, but not much more than that. The first wave of rain has moved on through for the most part and faded away, but now we're looking at another wave that's starting to pop up on the radar around Aurora, south and west toward Marseilles and Batavia right now. So we've seen the rain diminish to just sprinkles or end, but now it looks like another little wave of showers will be moving through. And that's really the theme for today, off and on. Generally very light rain and sprinkles throughout the day. Nothing heavy, nothing, and I don't think it's going to stop the White Sox game this afternoon. Once they get going, that's going to be the thing, is that once they get the tarp off the field and get the game going, the rain won't be heavy enough, I don't think, to stop the game. Or, if you're outdoor, going to outdoor festival, just bring some light rain gear and you should be fine. But the clouds won't go away. Those will stick around all day. And temperatures will remain on the cool side because of the cloud cover. Only in the 60s today, Dean. It certainly looks and feels like fall out there.
Yeah, I've been playing junior meteorologist all morning, looking at the WGN weather app.
Yeah,
which is super handy because you can look at the live radar right on there. And I see the green glob that you're talking about that's right over the Chicago area now. And
right.
Like little sporadic bursts of rain, I guess, that are coming in after it. But after that, it appears as though it's fairly clear.
Yeah, we should promote you from junior meteorologist to give you a promotion there.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
Does
it
come with a pay increase also?
Probably. We'll talk to Tom about that.
Yeah, double what I'm getting now, in other words, is what you're saying.
As far as I'm concerned, sure, yeah.
That's nice
of
the
you. Boss may not.
Thank you, Mike.
I'll
tell them you said that.
Absolutely.
I'll tell them Mike says I should get a raise.
Dean is probably the hardest working man in at the station, I think. You're everywhere, and the amazing thing is everywhere you do something, you do an amazing job.
Well, that's
it,
nice.
So.
I just like to think that I'm a weatherman by looking at this. I look at the radar, and I go, oh, yeah, I can see what's happening here. Yeah. I see all of this, and, of course, I'm 100% wrong usually.
If anybody could pull it off without missing a beat, I think it would be you, Dean. Absolutely.
Get this WGN weather. If you don't have this WGN weather app on your phone, it's so handy. And really can, it's, I was, there's a thing you can push on here, a little button, where you can look at future radar and what you're expecting to happen.
Yeah.
With the, plotting out the rain. So, you can kind of see, oh, at 1 o'clock, it's going to be like this, or oh, at 3 o'clock this afternoon, like this or that. So you can kind of plan your day out a little.
Incorporates, the raw model guidance and creates a future radar or forecast radar or precipitation. And
that's exactly what I was going to say.
And the bottom line is, anything today is going to be very light. So if you want to sneak in some outdoor activities, there's a lot of festivals going on. Yeah, just bring some light rain gear, and I think you'll be fine because this stuff is going to be off and on throughout the day. Hopefully by later on this afternoon, more off than it will be on. But boy, the big weather news, Dean, is the screaming weather messages. Don't put away the summer wardrobe yet, and don't close the pools because, you kind of missed out on those dog days of August. You get that stretch, and it's usually hazy, hot, humid, in the upper 80s, and looks like it's coming, except it's about 2 weeks late in September. We've got a stretch of very warm, if not downright hot, weather coming up. There'll be a little break on Friday and maybe Saturday, but then it's back again for next Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So a stretch of three very warm days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, where we'll be pushing 90 degrees on the thermometer. Nice. And when you factor in the humidity, it's going to feel even warmer than that. We're talking heat indices in the mid-90s. So a lot of times you get these warm pushes in September, Dean, and it's minus the humidity. It's kind of a dry heat. Not this time around. It's going to be quite a bit of humidity out there. So summer wardrobe, you're tempted probably looking outside going, this is it. You know, it's cool, it's cloudy, it's raining. No, don't put the summer wardrobe away. This is just kind of a tease because summer's coming back at us for what it looks like for a good chunk of the middle part of September as a jet stream lifts north into Canada, something it really didn't do for most of August.
All right, we'll look forward to that for the coming week. What's left of Dorian right now?
It's still packing 80-mile-per-hour winds. It's no longer a tropical storm, but what's referred to as a subtropical storm. It's lost the warm core, but it's still capable of doing damage, which we've seen in the Canadian Maritimes. 80-mile-per-hour winds. It will be leaving that area. It's racing off to the north and east, so it'll be over the open waters of the North Atlantic as we head into this week. But eventually, the remnants of Dorian could make their way into northern Europe, perhaps the British Isles, as we head into the latter portion of the week. So we haven't heard the last of Dorian yet. It could bring some heavy rains and big winds and big waves to the North Atlantic and perhaps some of northern Europe later on this week.
All right, Mike, thank you for the update. I appreciate that.
All right, Dean.
I'll see you at the meteorologist conference later on.
Looking forward to it.
I'm going to start hanging out with you guys, I think. Quick break, and we'll update news, and the weekend theater is on the way. Next, WGN. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. Our weekend theater segment, What's Going on Stage in Chicago, is what it's about. And today, we have got much of the cast of the Paramount Theater in Aurora's new production, Disney's Newsies. We were just talking about a few minutes ago. We're going to be coming out to seeing the show, bringing some of you with us for the show, but we thought we'd give you a little preview of it all here this morning. I'm just going to turn on every single microphone that we have because we do have, we actually have 140 people in the studio here with us this morning. And I'm just going to ask you all to introduce yourselves. That's probably the best way so people will know the name with the voice that goes with it.
Hi, I'm Alex Bracken and I'm playing Jack Kelly.
Who is Jack Kelly? Explain Jack Kelly.
Jack Kelly is more or less the leader of the strike. Basically, in Newsies, tells the story of the 1899 newsboys strike in New York. The newsboys are striking against Joseph Pulitzer, who decided to raise the price of papers, and they don't like it very much, so they organize a strike against him, and Jack more or less leads that rebellion.
Kind of leads the whole thing. Yeah. And this young man here is Nate, right?
Yes.
Give me your full name, Nate.
Nathaniel Bisher.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, I know, right?
Throwing the Nathaniel on me there.
Yep.
Look at you. Now, explain who you are in Newsies.
I play the role of Les, and Les, well, my brother and I, Davey, we come from not like a rich family, but a family that can support us.
Right.
And so our father hurts himself, and now we have to find business selling papers.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of run across and meet Jack and all the other Newsies, and then we become a Newsie.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah, you guys join in on the strike?
Yeah.
Is that the story?
Yes.
Yeah. How old a man would you be, Nate?
Nine.
You're nine?
I'm 12, but in the show, I'm nine.
In real life, you're 12
yes,
years old.
Yes, I'm 12.
But in the show, you're nine.
Yes.
And I believe I've seen you in other... have I seen you at the Goodman Theater?
Yes, I actually did Tiny Tim.
Yeah?
A Christmas Carol, yeah, for 3 years.
For 3 years, you were Tiny Tim?
Three whole years.
Have I ever lifted you up in the air at WGN TV and said, and made
God
you...
God bless us, everyone?
Yeah. Have I done that? Because I've done that with almost every Tiny Tim that...
Well, I mean, I might be a little too heavy for you.
Well, now you are. Now
I'm 12 now.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm 12 now, yeah.
Yeah, thank goodness you're not on that show anymore.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah.
I feel bad for
you. That won't stop me from lifting any of the rest of you. Because I might do that. Who else? Let's go continue going down the room.
My name's Corey Tarhan. I play Davey.
And tell us a little about Davey.
Yeah, Davey is Les's older brother. So he's responsible for helping Les get into the shenanigans he gets into.
Okay.
When we come across Jack, and as Nate said, we need to make a living too. So Davey's sort of the brains behind the operation.
Got it.
Jack's got the bravado and all the confidence, but you know, he needs somebody. He needs a right-hand man to give him some of the ideas, and that would be Davey.
Okay, all right. And this is Jordan, right?
Yes, yeah, hi. Yeah. So I'm Jordan De Leon, and I'm in the Newsies Ensemble, so I play Henry.
Okay, all right.
I'm Johnny Stein. I play Finch, and I'm also Spot Conlon, who's like the leader of the Brooklyn Newsies.
All right, all right.
I'm Evan Dolan, and I play Race.
All right. Well, tell me about Race.
Race
I just
is,
like the name.
He's a bit of a character. Yeah. He's kind of a schmooze. He's always got something witty to say, and always with a cigar in his mouth. He's a bit of a dreamer and always goes big or goes home.
Okay. All right. Who else do we have here now?
I'm Christopher Kelly, and I play Specs.
All right. Tell me about Specs.
Specs is more or less the eyes of the group.
No,
he,
I get it.
He keeps a lookout. Yeah. He's kind of like the brains. Kind of like keeps everything going.
Yeah. All right. And finally,
I'm Travis Wright, and I play JoJo.
Okay.
I'm one of the ensemble Newsies, and I also play one of the Brooklyn Newsies in that ensemble.
Yeah. What's the experience like for you all? Just working at the Paramount. I mean, this theater has. You know, won every award. It's been nominated for a ton of Jeff Awards again this year. And, you know, just like it seems like the whole vibe there. As an audience member, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. As, you know, working on the stage, what's the experience like for you being at the Paramount?
Well, it's certainly the word I'd use is extremely legit. It seems like from production to sound to costumes, everything is extremely well thought out. And by the time you get into the space and you're ready for Tech Week and the band's there, it just seems like everything is really well polished. And as an actor, it helps that part of the job is taken care of for you, so you can come in and just do what you need to do.
Alex, what's it like for you? Because you're new to the Chicago area, right?
I am, yeah. I'm originally from St. Louis, but I live in New York now.
Okay.
It's really fantastic. I think there are not... You know, I've worked at theaters in L.A., D.C., all over the country, and Paramount really, one, is such a beautiful, beautiful space. It's a special space to perform in. And two, the production value and the care that's put into every aspect, every detail of the show is on a very, very high level, and it's a great pleasure to be able to tell this story in such a great space.
Yeah, Nate, how about for you? You know, with all of your your 12 years behind you.
Yeah, well,
all your experience. I mean, you worked at the Goodman, and that's one of the most respected theaters in the country. And now, is this your first time at the Paramount?
Yes, this is my first time at the Paramount, and I love the Paramount. And you're saying how everyone's Jeff, how so many people have won Jeff Awards? Well, Jim Cordy, our director, he's Jeff nominated. Not to brag, but
I believe he may have a special room at his house for awards if I the Jim Cordy.
Yeah. But it's amazing working in there. Everyone's so professional. Everyone's so nice. You can never meet one rude person there because everyone's just so nice. And meeting the whole cast, they are kind of brothers to me, but they're also a little bit younger. They act like they're 12 as well as 10 times.
Even though they're physically older, they act younger than you?
You know,
they're
at
more,
points.
They're more immature than you are.
Not all
super
the time, but sometimes, I mean.
I would take that as a compliment, though, guys, right?
Sure. I feel like we just got called out.
Yeah. No, but they're great. They're great. They're
your boyhood spirit is unblemished.
Yeah, that's cool. Never lose your spirit, guys. Yeah. They're great.
Did I hear that you're a dancer, Nate, also with the Chicago Bulls?
Yeah, I dance for the Chicago Bulls. This is my fourth season now, actually. It's a lot of fun. We dance at Bulls games. We dance for events. Yeah,
that sounds like a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you're having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're going to sing some songs for us in a couple of minutes, I hear?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yes, okay, indeed. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. More with the cast of Newsies in just a minute. It's at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. And you can get tickets at ParamountAurora.com or by calling 630-896-6666. Thank you for taking your Green Bay Packers hat off, by the way. I did notice that you had that on before, and I almost had to kick you out of the studio.
You didn't make eye contact with me.
I know.
When I shook your
You're
hand.
Dead to me right now.
That's okay.
You are dead to me right now.
I'm so sorry.
I'm a Bears fan.
Oh, see, there we go. Nate is a Bears fan. Yeah. That's what we need. Yeah. They're going to perform for us this morning. What is what's the song that you guys are going to do for us today?
We're going to be singing Seize the Day.
Can you set this up for us at all? Do we need to know anything?
Sure, yeah. So at this point, the boys have tried to rally the city's newsies to kind of get on board with what this strike is going to entail. But when they show up to meet, unfortunately, not many newsies have showed up. And they're kind of down on themselves. And they're wondering, should we just give up now? Should we call it a day? And it's Davey who has to remind them that they've got to push forward, and this is their chance.
Seize the day.
Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Minute by minute, that's how you win it. We will find a way, but let us seize the day. Courage cannot erase our fear. Courage is when we face our fear. Tell those with power, safe in their tower, we will not obey. Behold the brave battalion that stands side by side, too few in number and too proud to hide. Then say to the others who did not follow through, still our brothers, and we will fight for you. Now is the time to seize the day. Stare down the odds and seize the day. Once we've begun, if we stand as one, someday somehow, and a prayer becomes a vow,
and the strike starts right damn now.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Now is the time to seize the day.
Answer the call and don't delay.
Answer the call and don't delay. Wrongs will be righted. If we're united, let us seize the day.
Now let them hear it loud and clear.
Now let them hear it loud and clear.
Like it or not, we're drawing near.
Like it or not, we're drawing near. Proud and defiant, we'll slay the giant. Judgment day is here. How stands your heart? Begun. One for all and all for one, for all and all for one, for all and all for one.
Fantastic. Great job. Thank you very much. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I think you get a sense of the energy of the show as well with that song, and you know, just kind of the spirit of the ensemble performance in that, right? Yeah. That's what it seems like to me anyway. King of New York, what do we need to know about King of New York?
I'll take it. So Catherine just has come into Newsy Square, and we're all kind of downtrodden because we've just gotten beaten up by the Delancey brothers and all of the cops and the older folk in the show. And we have our faces in the front page of the newspaper, and this is kind of the dream sequence of, you know, what life can be like when you're on top. And so, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of break out and sing.
Disney's Newsies at the Paramount Theater in Aurora through October the 20th. Guys, take it away.
Shoes with matching laces.
A permanent box at the Sheep's Head races.
Pastrami on rye with a sour pickle.
A personal puss on a wooden nickel.
Look at me, I'm the king of New York. Suddenly, I'm respectable, staring right at you, lousy with stature.
Nobbing with all the mockety mocks. I'm blowing my dough and going deluxe.
And there I be. It's my city, I'm the king of New York.
A solid gold watch with the chain to twirl in.
My very own bed and indoor turlin.
A barbershop haircut that costs a quarter.
A regular beat for the star reporter.
It's great punk, he's the king of New York.
Who the funk, I'm the king of New York.
We were sunk, pale and pitiful. Bunch of wet noodles, Pulitzer's poodles.
Almost about to drown in the drink
when she fished us out and drowned us in ink.
So let's get drunk,
yeah.
Not with liquor. Fame works quicker when you're king of New York.
I gotta be either dead or dreaming. Just look at that pape with my face beaming. Tomorrow they may wrap fishes in it, but I was a star for one whole minute. Look at me, I'm the king of New York. Wait and see. You're the king of New History, front page story, gods and glory, I'm the king.
Great job, the cast of Newsies, Disney's Newsies at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. It's there through October the 20th. Get tickets at ParamountAurora.com or 630-896-6666. Or you could win tickets and join me to go see it next Sunday. Be there next Sunday with a group of WGN radio and TV listeners. Go to WGNradio.com/contest. Enter the grand prize drawing. You can join me not only to see the show, but we have a private reception before the show. So we get all, you know, liquored up before we watch the show. Maybe that's why I've given so many good reviews there now that I think of it. Just thought of that. Nate, how did this go today for you? Okay?
Great.
Yeah,
it went amazing.
Good. Everyone behaving okay during the breaks?
Yeah, so far.
All right.
Yeah.
They get out of hand. Well, I don't even think you need my help with this. I think you can handle them.
Yeah, I can definitely handle them.
Okay. It's going to be a long drive back out to Aurora. Let's see. Guys, thank you very much. All right. So, Shwani, do you miss me yet?
No, I'm here.
Do you miss me?
Do I miss you?
I'm leaving.
Oh,
wow. The Mexican Independence Day Parade is steps off at noon today on 26th Street between Albany and Costner.
Do you have an official umbrella holder? By the way, the rain has stopped.
Yeah, of course
here,
it has.
So.
Of course it has. It's a big celebration, of course. Yeah, so we're going to be on the WGN TV float. Look for us. And Jerry Nunn was nice enough to come in. He'll do the rest of the show here today.
You answered my question. You didn't tell me when we did our little Facebook thing who was coming in.
Well, you're so judgmental. I don't.
Yeah, don't judge the nun now, okay?
I don't want to.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Good to see you.
Have you worked with Shwani before?
A little bit, right?
Yeah, we worked when you were in for Dave Plyer a couple of times.
The all-nighters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep a tight rein on him, otherwise he'll... If he mentions Andy Griffith more than five or six times, just...
I didn't mention him once.
Smack him on the nose with a newspaper if he does. We're trying to train him.